Why were you so keen in Scotland?
I don't know, I was just the kind of girl who was enthusiastic about countries.
So when you came here, were your dreams met or were you disappointed?
No, I wasn't disappointed. It was a different situation. I was now an adult, mm-hmm. and my aim was to study, and I did go to study. The friends I made, it was more difficult to make friends when you're older. Mm-hmm. I found that I just didn't understand the mores and the way of going about things mm-hmm. here, and it took me a few years, but I was very happy on the whole, yes.
And did you meet and mix with the Jewish community here?
Well, to a certain extent, my auntie made sure that I met some young Jewish people, and they took me to various things, but there was a young Zionist organization, and I went to their meetings, and various birthday parties and things like that, but I was strange. I was out of my milieu, and nobody particularly made too much of an effort of the community. They didn't make much of an effort to draw me in.
We've heard that from other people.
Yes.
I think that was a common experience. What about the refugees themselves? Did you know about the refugee centre?
I heard that there was a refugee organisation, but my parents were really the people who would be interested in things like that. I had my university interests, and besides, we felt that they were probably more for the German incomers than for us. We didn't feel we were refugees, we felt we were asylum seekers.
That's quite interesting, you know, that you even then differentiated.
Yes, mm-hmm. we were not, we hadn't come here before the war escaping, or even afterward, escaping the horrors, because we escaped the horrors in Russia. But we did come because of the political situation, mm-hmm. so we were asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.